to As Goes Wisconsin. This is guest host Joe Zepecki in for Kristen Bry. Welcome back. We have figured out the live stream. You know, new guy in the chair today. So we had some gremlins in the system, but we've figured it all out. Follow along at asgoeswisconsin.com. Listen to us on Civic Media, the app. You can get the podcast from Spotify or wherever you get your podcast later. We're heading into hour two. And we are delighted to welcome Milwaukee County Director of Health and Human Services, Shaquita LeGrant-McClain.
I don't think she can hear you.
Hear us right now. Director LeGrant, can you hear us now?
Yes.
Okay. I was just talking about how honored we are to have you with us today. A little bit different conversation than we had in the first hour. Going to switch to it's local budget time, not just in Milwaukee County, but around the state. Walk us through the process. Remind folks here in Milwaukee County and around the state how the local municipal units of government budget process works and where we are in that process right now.
Absolutely. So thank you for having me. And so just to give a high-level overview of the process, I mean, we begin to work on our budget with our teams and getting feedback from staff and community in around April, May. And then we had to submit our requested budgets to the county executive in July. And then around August, the county executive began to hold public hearings to really hear from the public and also did a lot of internal meetings with staff to hear about what the needs are and what the wants were priorities for the 2023 budget. And then he, provided that recommended budget, which was submitted before October 1st. And then the county board supervisors, they began to hold public hearings. And we provided our department budgets to the county board supervisors. We did those briefings back around the week of October 11th. And then the county board supervisors, they had a lot of budget amendments. So that happened throughout last week. And today is actually budget adoption day. So really exciting day for us here in Milwaukee County. Again, as we move that budget forward, and as the county executive calls it our moral document, right? That document where it's just not words put on a paper or just us putting numbers on a spreadsheet or in a document, but also making sure that that action is happening. So you'll see a lot of the initiatives and things that we put forward in that budget, that you're going to see those things actually happening in 2023 and beyond as we look at the work that we're doing with Department of Health and Human Services and Milwaukee County, our budget as a whole. So a lot of amazing work that's happening there.
It's an exciting time. Remind me, Director, is Milwaukee County still on a single year budget, an annual budget, or did the change to 2 years happen?
We are doing the annual budget. So we do the budget every year. So it's like by the time we finish this budget, we're going to start planning. Actually, Department of Health and Human Services, we're going to start our budget process around January, February next year, just to start getting that feedback from all of our boards. We have multiple boards that we work with and stakeholders. So we want to start hearing from people earlier on, so we're not at that crunch time when it's time to actually submit those budgets to really, we talk about intentional inclusion. So like, how do we truly hear from what people want and make sure that their voice is heard as we're putting that together?
It never stops. I was wrong when I said it's budget time. It's always budget time.
Every single day. Yes, absolutely.
And I got to tell you, we talk a lot about civic engagement. And on weeks like this, where there are elections, people think like, oh, my opting into the process can stop and end with voting. No, it can't, folks. People like agencies at the county level, your local units of government, you have an opportunity to go to a public meeting, to write, to an agency or to an elected official from county supervisor on up about what you want to see. So let's talk a little bit about the your department and the DHS. So that's Department of Health and Human Services, right? I got that right?
That's correct.
And so as I understand it, there's sort of two major priorities for your department in this budget, housing and mental health services. I want to talk a little bit about both of them, but let's start with housing. Sort of walk us through, the challenge, the problems, what the county is hoping to address when it comes to housing in this budget.
So before I go into housing, I just want to give everyone just an overview, because Department of Health and Human Services is really a large department. We have over 700 employees. We serve over 80,000 people in the community. And we're made up of not just housing services, but, you know, we have disability and aging services and behavioral health services and children's services and youth justice and also veteran services. We also believe in, we have that no wrong door philosophy. So even though we're focusing on housing and mental health, what we're doing is embedding that, right, in all the work that we do across to make sure no matter which service area you're in or what population you fall into, that you have access to housing, that you have access to mental health care. Because what we know is those things don't discriminate, that each person, no matter what your socioeconomic status is, your age, your, you know, those type of things, those are things, those are those social determinants of health. Those are those things that keep us going, right? And so no wrong door really means that we get you connected, right? So if you come in our housing services, right, or you come in for mental behavior health services, we listen to what those needs are. Sometimes there's underlying needs or there's root causes to what brought you through that door in the first place, right? And so making sure that we're able to provide that high quality level of care across our service areas and with our community partners. So again, no matter if you or family member or friend of need are in need of support or services, we want to make sure that we're here to help to improve your quality of life and to get you connected. So we try, our goal is really to improve in the health of our community and then to realize the county's vision of how do we become the healthiest community in Wisconsin by achieving racial equity and also health equity. So that's really important here at DHHS and across Milwaukee County. And as we think about just housing in general, you know, we call housing one of those social determinants of health, right? We think about housing is health, and we have this continuum of care where we work with a number of partners throughout Milwaukee County that this is a priority, right? Every single person deserves to have a place where they can lay their head, right? A place that they can call their own, you know, and we think about our eviction rate. Evictions was really high, especially through COVID. We think about homelessness. I mean, the amount of people that we see out on the street, you know, and I've been out with our outreach team just to see that number. We want to make sure that we can decrease the number of people without homes. We want to make sure that we are preventing people from being evicted from their homes. And so we've invested in a number of programs with our right to counsel and eviction free MKE, which provides free legal representation for people who are, you know, living in poverty, right? And so we served a number of people just this year, over 3,000 people we served through that program. And so it's just been, you know, again, that focus, making sure that every person has a home and no one is homeless, like really preventing homelessness has definitely been a top priority for us. And that's across, right? So if you come through our aging and disability services, you need a home. You need a place to stay. If you're a veteran, you need a place to stay. Even if you're experiencing mental behavior health, we need to get you stabilized. And, you know, that's the thing. If we think about housing, the amount of people that end up in emergency rooms, many times they're going there because they don't have a place to stay. So the amount that we save from people going into emergency rooms or hospital visits, right, if we have them stabilized in their own home, we then can wrap those services around them once we get stable. So there's a lot of amazing work that's happening there. You know, we've invested more, you know, we've got a lot of ARPA funding, so more than $65.4 million in emergency rental assistance has been distributed from June of 22, and we have a partnership with community advocates. And so there's a number of things that we're doing just to, again, not to just put those things on paper and to say this is what we want to do, but the work is actually happening.
It's such a great point about how connected it all is, and I love that no wrong door policy. You know, one of the things that occurs to me as we're having this conversation is there was a lot of federal support. There were sort of the rules changed during the worst days of the pandemic. I think a lot of people would say the pandemic is over. You know, listen, COVID-19 is going to be with us. We're going to be feeling its after effects and its impacts in a lot of ways for a very long time. But among the things that have changed were there was an eviction moratorium. As I understand it, that has lapsed. And so what I imagine is now happening is you have sort of maybe like a backlog of folks who are having a hard time. And now these landlords are trying to sort of get caught up and they want to churn and get folks out if they want them out. And so talk about what that influx has been like. Has the county had the resources to handle that? And is that part of what you're hoping to achieve in the next budget is make sure you can deal with what might be a real crush, a real crisis to even higher levels of evictions?
Absolutely. And again, that $65.4 million, that has definitely helped us. But we just received another, some more, $15 million more to help with this. Because, I mean, we prevented over 12,000 people from being evicted through the funds that we received. 12,000 people were in jeopardy of being evicted. And so these funds have definitely helped us. And yes, it is that fear, like once we get to crunch time, and once this funding is all over with, like what happens? It is my goal, like our goal, I like to say we, because it's the collective. We talk about together creating healthy communities. This takes more than the county. It takes each of us to say, how do we prevent people from even getting in the situation of being evicted or homeless, right? And sometimes, again, when I talk about looking at those root causes, right, is it getting people connected to employment? Is it making sure it's education? Is it making sure it's mental health? Like, all of those things are so important, that prevention. We talk about upstream. It doesn't mean that people won't end up in crisis, because that happens, right? But what it means is that we want less people to end up in crisis, because we're doing more of that prevention work on the front end. We're doing financial literacy. I remember I used to be in a place where I didn't know how to budget, right? And making those same mistakes over and over again, and getting out of that cycle to say, okay, this is my budget, right? And this is how I make sure that my rent is paid and my electric bill was paid and those type of things. So helping people along so they can be independent and do these things on their own in the future. So I think that's really important. And to get these additional funds, there's other, two other things that we, additional funds that we received. We also got $7.5 million grant from the state of Wisconsin, and that was to build, and that's in partnership, we're working with Community Development Alliance, and that's going to be to build 120 new single family homes in our King Park and our Cox Center neighborhoods. And so that's really important, because these homes focus on people who make between $12 to $24 an hour, right? So home ownership, building that financial wealth for people who usually they're paying all, most of their income is going to pay rent. So if you look at the rent nowadays, affordable housing is so huge, right? I mean, one or two bedroom, I was on there looking to help someone find a home, it's $1,200, $1,300. Oh, you can buy a home, right? We can be having these people investing in their own place to stay. I mean, that is really critical to the work that we're doing. And then we also released, we have like a $12 million RFP out there to build more homes, to do more work in our municipalities, in our surrounding suburban neighborhoods, right? So that's important too, as we think about segregation in Milwaukee County and how segregated people are. Like, how do we get to a place where we talk about beloved community and working together? We have to do more investment across Milwaukee County and not just in specific areas.
Thank you. That's Director LeGrant of Milwaukee County Health and Human Services. Stay with us, right? We've got another segment with you. I want to continue the conversation, but thank you. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Joe Zepecki is your guest host today. We will be back right after this. To As Goes Wisconsin. This is Joe Zepecki in for Kristen Bry. Unfortunately, you're stuck with me again tomorrow. Sorry, Jane. Sorry, gang. I don't know who it is next week, but we'll tease that tomorrow. We have been joined this hour by Milwaukee County Director of Health and Human Services, Shaquita LeGrant McLean. Director LeGrant, thank you so much for being with us. We talked a little bit about some of the housing challenges and great services that the county is offering county residents. Let's turn a little bit to mental health services. You talked about there's no wrong door, and a lot of these challenges that folks face are connected, specifically in the area of mental health services. I understand the county has some new offerings. Talk about those and how folks can access that if they or a loved one is in crisis.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Joe. So many of you know, we just closed our Milwaukee County Mental Health Complex and our Psychiatric Crisis Center, which was located in Wauwatosa on Watertown Plank Road. And so we're looking at this redesign. So we transitioned to having a mental health emergency center. And it really marks the next phase of what we call our behavioral health system with Milwaukee County. And then we partner with four private health systems. And so with the redesign, we have increased and we have expanded our community-based mental health services directly in partnership with others. So we've expanded our crisis mobile teams. Those are our teams that go out into the community. We have new access clinics, which are in partnership with federally qualified health centers. So having our staff right in those centers embedded there, so we have people who walk in, they can get services. We've also increased our adult and our youth crisis resource center and also our stabilization centers. So there's a lot of work that's going on there. We also have a number of a new outpatient service. And then we also have engaged with more peer supports, really to help people to navigate the system, because it's very complex. And when you're actually in crisis, sometimes it's hard to know like where to go. So making sure that we have those peer supports engaged to help people to get connected with resources and services for their mental health.
So let's start with just the most basic, which is who do you call, right? If is the 988, which is this new national program, at this point, is Milwaukee County plugged into that 988 line?
Absolutely. I mean, 988, I would say, yes, if you're in a crisis and you need services right away, I would say call 988. We also have a 24-hour crisis line, which is 414-257-7222. So anyone who is experiencing a mental health crisis can get in contact with us, can be connected to a clinician. And then either we would, based on that the individual's need, we could have someone come out. Again, our crisis mobile teams, we have some of our teams that we work with law enforcement. We have some just have our clinicians and, you know, a case manager or peer support. So there's a number of different ways that we can get you connected. Sometimes it may be going into that mental health emergency center or our Granite Hills, our inpatient hospital. And then also we partner with 211. So 988, right? Then we have our 24-hour crisis line, 257-7222 or 211, right? So if you don't know where to call and you're in a crisis, you know, you can call any of those numbers and people will get you connected to someone here, a clinician who is able to help you to navigate the system and get you what you need.
Thank you for that. And use that. It's a resource, folks. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to get help. Absolutely. We're going to talk about more of that in the next half hour. But while we have you, you know, I wonder if you could talk about, we are seeing reports all over, and so many of us are living the sort of increase in mental health challenges. And the way I've sort of thought about this is, it sure seems like in the wake of the pandemic, especially, the demand for mental health services is rising. Are you confident that the supply of mental health beds and, as you mentioned, clinicians and all of the assets, are we going to be able to meet that growing demand? And is that part of what the redesign of BHS is all about?
So I want to say that the county executive and our team, we invested $21 million in our community access to recovery services, to expand services. So a lot of investment there because we know there's a shortage. There's a shortage in staffing. There's a shortage, you know, just in those services. So we want to be there. We want to be able to help people to navigate the system. And this is also an important investment as we think about addressing acute needs from Milwaukee County and how do we get folks connected. So I believe with this large investment in us making sure that not only Milwaukee County, but also working hand in hand with our partners to say, we need more beds. We have to work together. There's a great need in Milwaukee County that we have to do this together. I just want to emphasize this. This is not the time for us to be pointing fingers because right now we are in crisis. And when I say that mental health does not discriminate, that means that each and every one of us at some time in our life will be impacted by that. And so we all need to, we offer first mental health first aid training to anyone. So if you want those services, we can provide those services. That can be for advocacy groups, you know, community organizations. So you can do that work with your staff. So if someone is experiencing a crisis, we all need to be able to show up and to be there. So I believe this investment is important, but we all need to work together to invest because this is something that's a priority, as we have seen, for our community as a whole.
That's fantastic. I didn't know that training is available. So this is, you'll go, either folks will come to you or you'll send somebody there if you have a team of 12, 15, 20 staff. And,
absolutely.
And so then they're prepared for if somebody has that need and probably can recognize some of those warning signs
Yes, just to give people, and this is basic people. I mean, our everyday person can get this training, and we have a number of people who are trained to provide this training to people who need it in the community.
That's fantastic. And, you know, we talk about 988 and 211 and the different lines. And I think one of the challenges is that, you know, we hear a lot about these national suicide prevention hotlines. Listen, you can be in crisis from a mental health standpoint and not have suicidal ideation or be at sort of that degree of challenge. It is okay. There are resources to help you. Director LeGrant and her team at Milwaukee County Department of Health and Human Services are providing that. And it's been great having you. Thank you for joining us today and talking about sort of these housing challenges, these mental health challenges. You know, what we know is it is all connected. We know that some of this stuff that we have to provide is just sort of base, like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It's all connected, whether it's a roof over your head, making sure somebody has a place to stay, making sure that someone is safe, you know, overnight, making sure that people have access to financial literacy, to being healthy. We know healthy communities are productive communities, and that's how we build that generational wealth. So can't say enough about the enormity of the challenge you're facing. Thank you so much, Director LeGrant.
Thank you.
We will be right back after this on Ask Us Wisconsin. Thanks again.